you, Lord. All right. Sunday morning, 1/28/24. The Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is titled, The Seed War Continues. Before I get into that, speaking of that song Denny was singing, this morning I was praying in the Spirit, and I've been praying a lot in the Spirit lately, and there's a certain person that I was, the Lord was giving me this for, but it's for all of us. The whole world is seeking, and the church, for all their answers to everywhere on the outside. They're seeking advice. They're seeking, what is the preacher going to say or do about it? But really, everything we need's inside of us. And by praying in the Spirit, the problem is people don't want to stay long enough. They don't want to stay long enough. Are you willing to stay long enough to get the answers that you seek? You know, if we'll do that, it'll keep us from stepping out in the flesh and going rogue. Really, that is the truth. This is all about the inner life. The church is the inner, is the about the inner life. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. It's about what's going on in here. Everything God has for us is in here. He's been made into us wisdom. And so everything that we will ever need to succeed in life, need an answer for, is in here. If we'll wait long enough to hear. Like I said, everybody's looking for somebody else to pray for them, somebody else to give them advice on what to do. But that's not, they shouldn't be looking to you, especially if they're a Christian. Now, if they're not, that's another story. And I'm not saying it's wrong to get prayed for if you've struggling in an area, but the real crux of the matter is we are His temple. And He's there. And He's there to listen. He's there to hear. He's there to answer. He's to supply every need according to what His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. He has supplied it already. It's all in there floating around. It's like a river of whatever you need is in there. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. What is that? Wisdom, revelation. Things you've been asking God for years, and one day, bam, there it is. It's worth waiting for. If we had been operating like this as a church, we wouldn't be in the situation we're in, right? All right. Revelation chapter 12. The seed war continues. Started with verse 1 there. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, the moon under her feet, and put her head a crown of 12 stars, and she being with child cried, travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and it had cast them to the earth, and the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, for to devour her child as soon as it was born. So we see this in Genesis 3, where God's talking to Eve. All right. Well, let's go there right quick. Put your finger there. 3:15. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. All right. And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days, which I believe that's Israel, because The woman, I believe, represents Israel. And that's not just physical Israel, but spiritual Israel. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. The dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. So the God don't put up with that up there. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world, was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. And to the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, and times, and half a time, from the face of the serpent. The serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of his seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. There we are. The devil has gone about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And until Jesus comes and makes things different, we'll still have to be at war with the dragon. All right, enmity means hostility. Don't you see that? His agenda, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, John 10:10. Same narrative over and over and over and over and over. My thoughts, if God does not shorten the days, nothing will remain. That's Matthew 24. We'll have a look at that. Because he will not quit. As you see these crazy deep state people, they know their COVID narrative is dead. But they're pushing, even Right Side News is pushing this scamdemic, whatever called X. You know, they're advertising, buy your ivermectin kit, you know, Dr. McCullough's kit with ivermectin in it. You know, I'm going, even when you come on a Christian broadcasting, basically conservative, you got to hear the fear porn. You know, I'm really to the point, I'm going, Lord, bring all your truthers together, the ones that do not push fear, but speak your words. Clear all these others out. We don't need to hear that. Not in this day and hour. We need our faith high for this hour. All right, 24:21. But then shall be great tribulation. This is Jesus talking to his apostles. Such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor shall ever be or ever shall be. Except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall rise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I've told you before, wherefore, if they say unto you, behold, he's in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the angels be gathered together. And immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And there shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the face of the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. He shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heaven to the other. So he's a coming. And it ain't going to be no secret. I'm not going to look up and go, oh, their clothes are just laying around. Where did they go? No. Ain't happening that way. Everybody's going to see it and everybody's going to know it. Acts tells us, as you saw him go, we'll touch on that today, you will see him return. No secret. He's coming. Shorten means to curtail. If he doesn't stop this kill, steal, destroy, it will not stop until there's nothing left. Genesis chapter 1, there was a void. I'm asking, Lord, how many times has this reset happened? Over and over and over and over and over. If you read the book on Tartaria, you see it. Nothing new. It was a kill, steal, destroy scenario, just like we are going through. Doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. It's all Satan's agenda. God said the seed war is continuing. Curtail means to cut off. Right? None would be left if Satan's mission is not stopped. All right. I have a point, because what I'm going to bring today is going to be our focus. It's time to get your focus off of yourself. Let me just read this. Satan has had free reign for 6,000 years while the church sits under entertainment in their comfort zones. Satan is carrying out his genocide project fast and furiously. Our focus is when he's coming back and not moving forward in attack mode against this rogue regime. The Great Commission is all about infiltrating the rogue system and leveling it with the gospel. We cannot let the Holocaust continue. Isn't that what the infiltration was all about? Going to all the world and take it to every creature? I just finished the book about Tartaria. This entire book is about Satan's scorched earth agenda. Kill, steal, destroy. In 2004, Google digitalized every single book and replaced hardcover books. Next came Kindle, as in kindling. Book burning. 25 million books have been scanned. Everything is in cyberspace. Only book owners will have alternative history of our not-so-distant past. Tartaria disappeared from our history books 100 years ago. Where we are in the timeline is immaterial. We have a commission. Occupy till he comes. Satan will not stop until he goes in the lake of fire, so we must neutralize him. In 1904, DOES, direct energy weapons, were patented. 1904. The California fires of 2017 were DOES. The Maui fires in 2023 were DOES. Dresden, Germany in 1945. Churchill orders U.S. and British bombers to drop 3,300 tons of incendiary bombs on their non-combatant hospital city. 500,000 people burned alive. Satan's scorched earth agenda in full display. Here is a list of his destruction for the last 1,000 years. 1095 to 1291, the Roman Catholic Crusades killed 3 million. 1206 to 1368, the Mongolian conquest killed 30 to 40 million. 1315 to 1317, the Great Famine of Europe killed a million. 1347 to 1351, the Black Plague, which they poisoned their water supply, killed 25 to 200 million people. 1370 to 1405, the conquest of Timador killed 8 to 20 million. 1337 to 1453, the Hundred Year War killed a million. 1519 to 1632, the Spanish takeover of South America killed 34.5 million. What do? They move into an area and they just start killing them. Poisoning their food supply, poisoning their water supply. Do we see any similarities here? 1562 to 1598, the French Wars of Religion, 3 million killed. 1888, King Leopold Gongolese, 10 million killed. 1910 to 1950, Stalin, Lenin, Russian Tatars, 40 million killed. 1914 and 1918, World War I, 8.2 million killed. 1918, the Spanish flu vaccine, 30 to 50 million killed. Only the ones that took the vaccine died. 30 to 50 million. What did God see in Genesis 1:1? Void, darkness was on the face of the waters. Void, destruction. Guess who was there prior? How many times has the earth gone through this? Only God knows, but one thing we know for sure, that Satan is on a track of total destruction to kill all of God's people, and we're standing in the way. President Trump's not the only one standing in the way of the deep state. It's us. This is interesting. The Nike slogan, just do it, DW. Nike is the Greek mythology word for victory, or the Greek goddess of victory. This is just a partial list. While they do, it must stop by us doing what God has instructed us to do. All right. In conclusion, I am not convinced that Tartaria was the thousand-year reign of Christ. No, not totally. They did have some amazing technologies that we know nothing about, and they did reign in peace. Unless the Lord confirms this to me, I must stay with what He has said to me many years ago concerning the golden age and the kingdom age. All right. And it was 1,000 years. What I heard that day, I'm not sure where the source was. What if we're in the time of Satan being loosed for a season? In a nutshell, this book is a book of facts and evidence, and it shows Satan's agenda and how he and his crowd has kept us in the dark about it. Concerning confronting this rogue agent, this is what the Lord quickened to me. When you become aggressive, you will be fired upon. Look at it the right way. Instead of always questioning, see it for what it is. Stop being silly. Oh, I must have missed it. I must have said something ugly yesterday. Do you know the list we go down, how stupid it is and how much of a waste of time it is? Do you? This is part of Satan's tactic to keep his agenda hidden. All these many centuries, he has run roughshod over the world and no one even recognizes it. When you're in the enemy territory, you're over the target and subject to being targeted. You understand this in the natural, don't you? Well, it's not any different in the spiritual. These are deterrents to get you back off or quit. This week, I had several times come against me about, well, if you had done what I told you about diet, then, you know, you wouldn't be in this mess. I'm going, where the heck that come from? And here it comes again somewhere else, another thing. I'm going, it's just nothing but Satan keeping you chasing your tail and doing nothing. The Lord don't love me. We spent years in church with that kind of crap. We're in war. Do you know what war is? It means we're soldiers, good first-class soldiers of Jesus Christ, and that means when we do what we're supposed to do, we shouldn't be surprised. This is not for you to mourn about, but to celebrate. We should be celebrating. Right there, the Lord said, Let me read that again. Got sidetracked. These are deterrents to get you to back off or quit. This is not the time to mourn, but to celebrate. Remember Paul and Silas. Backs broken and bleeding. Feet in the stocks. No questioning or complaining, but praising. Praising brings raising. You are learning to be a good first-class soldier in my army. Keep your faith built up, for you don't know when you will have to use it. Be instant in season and out of season. I'm going to look at a couple scriptures here. 2 Timothy. We need to quit wasting our time with the devil's schoolboy, schoolgirl tactics. We used to fall for them, but we don't fall for them anymore. Like Paul, when I was a child, I thought like a child. I acted like a child. But when I became a man, I put those childish things away. Wasting all your effort on stuff that you shouldn't even be touching with your mind. This wasn't supposed to be a chew-out session. But I'm talking to myself, too. All right. 2 Timothy 4:2. I don't think that's what I wanted. Well, it's a good one, though. It says here, preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. Does that sound like today? I'm not sure which one it was I wanted. Let me look here. Yes, it's 1 Timothy. Let's just start with verse 1 there. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. That isn't it either. Anyway, let's just move on. Job 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. There it is right there. What I started out with. That's where everything you will ever need is. And we walk by faith. That's how we do our warfare, is by faith. Okay, so it's building up your most holy faith. All right. Instead of saying, Father, are we there yet? When, God, when? Why, God, why? Joyce Meyer. Get busy is what the Lord's saying. Get busy. I read this from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland's Faith to Faith devotional yesterday morning. He said this, when you decide to walk by faith, you don't get rid of trials. You learn to overcome them. Now you don't have to say, Lord, why am I going through this? It probably takes you back to the day you said, Lord, I want to be in your will. I want to do your plan for my life. And then when this stuff shows up, we're going, what? What in the world? As if some strange thing is happening to you. All right, 2 Corinthians 4. Like Peter, think it not strange the fiery trial that has come to try you. All right. We'll probably look at that one too. Verse 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus Christ might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise us up, us also, praise and brings raising, by Jesus and shall present you with us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. But the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. All right. I've been asking the Lord about where we are on the timeline, and here's the answer that he gave me. It is the same thing that Jesus said to the 11 apostles before he ascended into heaven, Acts chapter 1. We have a mission. Our focus is to be on our mission, not on when he's coming or not coming. Acts 1, 6 through 8. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, when wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. It says Jesus doesn't even know the day or the hour. But ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the most parts of the earth. What did he do? He refocused them right back to the Great Commission. Quit wasting your time trying to figure out, well, is this the time of Satan being loose for a season, or is this the time of the millennial reign, or is this the time for this, is this the time for that? And he said, just get busy. We are to stop being occupied with the times and seasons and occupy. We have to take the part in the Great Commission. That's our part to do. When we need to know something else, he'll let us know, right? All right. Right here, verse 9. Even after the Lord said to them, they just stood there looking up, and the angel said this. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, you men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. And they returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus and Simon, Zelotes and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. So they just got busy obeying the Lord and doing what the Lord told them to do. That's what I'm telling you today. Let's quit being silly. Let's quit letting the devil play his games with us, mind games. And let's get busy and buckle down and realize this is all part of it. And let's get praying in the Spirit and get tuned in to where when we do leave the house, God can bring people across our path because we've been prayed up. We're in tune with Him, and He can just... All right, one more. Matthew 25. Because it's obvious, people are dying. Because Satan's not going to stop till he's taken out. But if we infiltrate the whole earth with the kingdom of God, he don't have nowhere to go, does he? All right. 25:14. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that received 2, he also gained other 2. He that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done. That's what I want to hear. Thou good and faithful over a few, thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. I want some of that too. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. And his Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee rule over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. It doesn't matter what the Lord gives you to do. It's not about if you got more or less. It's what he gave you to do. Did you do with it what you were supposed to do? It doesn't matter. They both got the same reward. Their obedience got them the same reward. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man. You know, I always pray and I never get no answers. I know you're a hard man. He never answers me. Reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strowed. And I was afraid and went and hid my talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it to him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. So I believe we need to get busy, right? We need to just put the foolishness aside and take it. Yeah, it's uncomfortable sometimes, but just go pray in the Spirit. Go build yourself up. Instead of trying to figure out, where did I miss it this time? Lord, have I done something wrong? Oh, I know, I ate that yesterday. Or no, I said that yesterday. Oh, I did that yesterday. What does it do? Get you off course. I can just see the Lord now. We're about like a bunch of drunks. We are walking, doing what we're supposed to do, and all of a sudden, I'm not making fun. I just want you to see. We're not ignorant of his devices. We need to set our face like flint and stop being moved and just move forward. And if you need reinforcement, go pray in the Spirit. Praise. Okay.